Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is the best of two pros and a cup of Joe with LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox on Fox Sports Radio.
You know, Roger Goodell makes a lot of money, makes a ton of money. And last I checked, it was like in the $40 to $50 million a year range
that
or something
is
like that.
Tremendously, amazingly successful.
Yeah, like it's something in the ballpark there. He makes like a lot more than us.
Okay. Speak for yourself.
Well, and that is a good point. That is a very fair point.
Yeah, you just got to stay low sometimes.
Yeah,
that's, you know?
I hear you. It's like that bat.
That's right. He's dead low.
Yeah. Get a shovel. Roger Goodell, he really earned whatever paycheck he had yesterday coming to him, because he sat and was absolutely obliterated via Zoom by the U.S. By the House Oversight Committee over the handling of the Washington Commandos / football team / team's name you can't say anymore, but team you played for, LeVar. So here was a little bit of Roger Goodell getting lit up with questions yesterday. This was from Wednesday. Roger via Zoom.
In your view, is Dan Snyder's behavior and the workplace culture he created and fostered one of the worst and most toxic you've seen in your time as commissioner and your decades of service with the NFL?
I have not seen a workplace in the NFL that is anywhere near what we saw in the context of that period of time for the Washington Commanders.
Do you have the authority to recommend that Dan Snyder be removed as a team owner?
Okay,
can recommend
the gentlelady's time has expired. Your time has expired. You may answer a question. Should Dan Snyder be removed?
I think I'm good.
Remove him. Will you remove him?
I don't have the authority to remove him.
If the NFL is unwilling or unable to hold Mr. Snyder accountable, then I am prepared to do so. That is why I am announcing now my intent to issue a subpoena for the testimony of Mr. Snyder for a deposition next week.
So there it is, a little bit of the highlights. I don't know. Listen, I don't know if Roger Goodell's a drinker. Something tells me he had a nice stiff cocktail after that one was done
with. Something tells me he went and laid down in his bed and curled up, because Pandora's box could get opened by all of this.
Man.
And you got to believe that if it does, there's going to be a lot of curling up and in the fetal position under your blanket if you're Roger Goodell.
That was he got But this is part of his job, right? He's got to take the bullets, so to speak, for the owners and for league issues like this. And so he's, if people wonder, why does he make so much money? Well, it's because of things like that. Like, he got destroyed. They were all over him like locusts. And they couldn't, they were just peppering him with stuff that they wanted to ask him. And Dan Snyder not showing up didn't make his job that much easier. And so here we are, your former team there, LeVar, the Washington Commandos, back in the news.
Put things in a little bit more perspective if you pay attention to how things play out within the league. So you're talking about the setup and the scenario, very amazing. That setup in that scenario of him not being, he has to say very clearly out loud that I do not have the authority to remove Dan Snyder from the team. So for them to ask him that, are they asking them that to have him respond to that on public record? Or are they, and they already know, or are they asking him that because they truly aren't aware of the fact that basically Roger Goodell has no autonomy to do anything of the sort with his bosses? Like, let's keep it in the proper context. How is Roger Goodell going to remove his boss from his position of the franchise that he owns? That's basically, in essence, what they asked him.
Yeah.
Now, as it applies to Dan, again, it comes back to, and if I'm making it about myself for 2 seconds, which I'm sure everybody out there that says I make it about myself all the time,
by the way,
I want this moment.
I want to make this clear. We know the fine system in place. Every time you lay into the Washington Commandos and your time there, all fines will be are not counted today.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I mean, yeah. It's not about me, you know, complaining and going on a rant about how much they suck. You know, it's really more so I've always made it a point where I identify Dan Snyder as not a good person. And I was there and I was close enough to him and I was close enough. Well, obviously, I was an employee there for long enough at one point in time, a high enough on the totem pole or low enough, it's whichever wherever you fall on that. Where I got an opportunity to understand it from a different level, a different perspective. And I said it was an environment that was a toxic environment that was not conducive to success. Now, I'm talking about football. I'm talking about how things are handled from the top, ultimately poisoned how things were handled all the way down to the field. But now you're getting into a place, if you're Daniel Snyder and you're the Washington Commandos, where the idea of the things that have taken place there go beyond football. You're now talking about, you know, settlements and different things that are taking place that are totally, totally out of pocket, inappropriate, and shouldn't be a part of the National Football League. And the brand that the National Football League has built is continuing to try to build and the market that they advertise to. It's a family show. Football is a family show. If the owners of the franchises aren't exhibiting the type of, and I love to say this because this is used with athletes all the time, all right? If their behavior, if they're not exhibiting the proper behavior and handling things the right way with their behavior, then I would think that the penalties against ownership should be way more extreme and way more intense so that you can avoid these moments based off of accountability.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have everybody abiding by that level of accountability that's in place, then eventually something like this happens, something like this comes out, and my reference to Pandora's box, does this lead to other people attacking other people in different states? different cities. Yeah. Are you attacking an owner here? Is this owner coming under attack? Is this owner coming under attack? Like, man, that happened to me. You know, I'm not saying that that's what's going to happen, but what I'm saying is if you don't create a standard and a level where the penalties are harsher for the people that are in charge, you're putting that business in harm's way for the sake of one person's actions being maybe the catalyst to derailing what you've built.
And I think what a lot of people have an issue with is when a player gets in trouble, you can suspend him for games. We can see the punishment. He's missing games. When an owner gets in trouble, I mean, you know, outside of losing the team, what happens? Well, they'll lose some draft picks. Ah, it's just a draft
pick.
You
could take it a step further, Jonas. You can lose that player, right? Like, depending on the behavior of that player can end up, like, Kaepernick takes a knee, he's never played in the NFL ever again, right?
Yeah.
Like, so you can actually take something that could be considered to be a nuisance to what's going on, and I said it on the show yesterday, that players are expendable commodities. They are depreciating assets, right? Just like a car coming off of the lot, every single down a football player plays, their value continues to go down. It continues to depreciate. So the idea of it is that you could get rid of a player. A player misbehaves. If things go too crazy with Deshaun Watson, you know what they're going to do? Get rid of him.
Yeah.
But you don't have that autonomy to do that
exactly.
With an owner.
And I think that's part of the problem with trying to, you know, turn this into an apples to apples. Why does Deshaun get suspended this game, but these owners, as we've talked about, nothing happens to them? Well, it's like...
they're the owners.
Okay, if they get fined $2 million or $10 million, I mean, we think about how much money they make. That's a significant amount of money for almost anybody. But because we go, well, you know, they've got it, so big deal, it's a slap on the wrist. My big thing is, now what? So Roger Goodell gets grilled. They say they're going to subpoena Dan Snyder. And then what's going to happen? Because, I mean, everybody's chiming in. You've got, you know, John Gruden's lawyer chimed in and said, well, this is clear evidence that the NFL picks and chooses when they want to do this. This is clear. It's just, I'm at a point to where I'll believe it when I see it. Like, I will believe that Dan Snyder will be removed as owner of the Washington Commandos when I see it. Because if you haven't gotten enough evidence yet, or haven't seen enough, or heard enough, and you've just scratched the surface with some of the stories that you've witnessed being there in Washington on the air, if that's not enough... I mean, what are we doing this for? Like what's the point? Like, the ultimate goal from a lot of people, I think, is to get him out of here. And if what you've seen or witnessed or what we've heard about hasn't gotten that done yet, then I just don't know if it's ever going to happen.
And this is government. This is like, you're nationally ranked. You're nationally recognized. So I don't know that you want to play this game. You know, I don't know that this is a, like, if it means figuring out a way to get Dan Snyder out, even if that means Dan Snyder is going to have things to say, like, Dan Snyder could very easily be that type of guy that says, if I'm rolling out, I'm going to blow this bitch up on my way out.
100%.
He's very much that type of guy.
100%. So, you go, we go.
So you got to believe Roger Goodell is in like weird space where it's like he's looking at the owners. The owners are looking at him like, you better handle this ass. But now he's looking at the government, and the government's looking at him, and he's like, they're like, you better handle this ass.
And listen, we've talked about this. Dan Snyder must have something, or at least something on enough people to where they know if he goes, a lot of people are going down with him. Like, it's like that there has to be an element of that. And maybe there's some work behind the scenes to try and cover up some of this stuff or put out these fires before they make the decision to get rid of him. But he has got to have some level of knowledge on people around the league.
I mean, are owners' meetings really about owners' meetings?
Oh my God.
Are the Super Bowls really about the Super Bowls? Wait, let's go a little step further. Are the football games really what is the business of the National Football League? Like, these are all questions and different things that could possibly come up in situations and scenarios like this.
Yeah.
And it's a very, very slippery slope. And it's a very, very dangerous place for the NFL to be in, because the NFL has established itself as America's new pastime. It is the most popular sport by far. And you're now in a place where if something like this were to come out and all the information about the National Football League were to come out, is it strong enough to actually have the does the league slide back? Do they take tremendous steps back based upon the reputation hit that would come about in terms of what they've painted as a picture of what they are to their viewing audience, to their fan base?
I'll call my shot right now. If Dan Snyder is forced to sell the team, he will not be the only one that goes in the NFL. Somebody else is going to go with him. Like, I find it hard to believe.
Is it Vegas?
It's just going to be cut and dry.
Is it Vegas?
I mean, Vegas or...
They've popped up.
Goodell or... Listen, Jerry Jones and Snyder had a relationship.
If an owner has to go... And Goodell is in the mix. He's definitely on the clock.
Yeah.
He's definitely on his way out. He's definitely on his way out. But I don't know that that's Roger Goodell's fault. I don't think that's his fault, but he's definitely – there has to be a fall guy. There has to be a fall guy for all of this.
Yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of hand-cooked tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their hand-cooked test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
We have got ourselves a little bit of an update on one of the biggest stories of the NFL offseason. All right. So LeVar Arrington, chew on this. According to Josina Anderson of CBS Sports, the Seahawks still have a high level of interest in Baker Mayfield and are collecting information. They would even be open to a contract extension. How about that?
It makes sense.
From a starter standpoint, is there a better landing spot for him? I think it's better in Carolina.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you got DK, you got Tyler Lockett. I mean, they're not horribly bad. They're not bad. They weren't as good as they could be. You know, the Seahawks, they've had so much success that they're judged on a different measurement scale than some of these other teams. They've been Super Bowl. You know, they've been a Super Bowl champ. They've made it to the Super Bowl more than one time. Pete Carroll has had a lot of success there. You know, that's one of those places where you say, all right, you know, if you want to have a new start, it wasn't a bad situation for Russell Wilson. It just ran its course.
Yeah.
So I think they could both benefit from a decision like this. But again, it comes down to, can you make the finances of it make sense? And if they're willing to do an extension – with Baker Mayfield, who's their guy right now? I'm blanking out on who they brought.
So
in.
They've got Drew Lock, Geno Smith, They've got Jacob Eason. Pete Carroll said, last week that he likes their quarterback situation.
You got to stay. You know, you
of
gotta,
course,
yeah. That's a negotiation tactic.
Yeah.
That's tongue in cheek, but Baker Mayfield is better than all those names you just mentioned.
Yeah, I agree.
And at least today, I don't know if Eason can be better. I think we know who Geno Smith is. Drew Lock, maybe we don't all the way fully know who he is, but I'm not going to put him above Baker Mayfield and what Baker Mayfield has been able to accomplish since being in the league. So it makes sense for both sides if they can justify it and make it make sense financially to take on his contract.
Yeah, I wonder this as well, too. And I was just thinking about, and I don't know that this is going to be as big of a factor, but just in thinking about whatever the punishment is going to be for Deshaun Watson, does his suspension
raise
help,
his value?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, even help Baker Mayfield's value?
It's a great take. You would have to assume it doesn't raise the value unless they were using him. Or unless they were planning on using him. But to think that you have Deshaun Watson on the shelf and seemingly could possibly stay there, considering if anything were to develop in the future, you just don't know how that one is going to play out. So you're now holding Baker Mayfield, and Baker Mayfield could be a player for someone else that helps out someone else's franchise, and I can almost guarantee you all the teams that are looking at Baker Mayfield, and there are teams out there that won him.
100%.
They were anticipating he was going to be released.
Yeah.
So now it starts to make sense as to, even if you're not going to use Baker Mayfield as your quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, you're holding on to him because you're going to pay him. So if you're not going to get somebody to take on the contract that you've guaranteed, you're just going to hold on to him. And if you're holding on to him and another team needs that type of service, like, you're going to go through mini camps or OTAs. If there is a vested interest in Baker Mayfield at this point, you might be looking at your tape and saying that we can't win with these guys. And you might be saying, well, what's the next best, you know, what's our options? What can we do? And you got to believe Baker Mayfield's name is probably one of the first names that come up in terms of what you can do. So I think it definitely could have – I don't think it raises his value by them having him But I also would say I could see the idea or the logic in thinking that holding on to Baker and knowing that there are going to be teams that actually really, really could use his services and may measure out and weigh out taking on that contract. And now you're saying, Josina's saying that doing an extension,
yeah,
that means that you're willing to take on the financial liability and the financial responsibility of Baker Mayfield and his contract.
I am fascinated to see what Baker Mayfield's going to look like when he comes back. Because, look, his reputation has been destroyed by what has happened. I mean, he was the number one overall pick back in 2018, which ain't that long ago. He helped turn around that franchise, who was just a disaster. Hadn't won a game in years. Went through a 1-31 stretch at one point. He becomes the starting quarterback, completely changes the expectation of the organization and the fan base. They go to the playoffs. They beat the Steelers on the road. And you, growing up a Steeler fan, I don't want to hear about, well, Ben was aging and this and that. If you're the Cleveland Browns and you go into Heinz Field and beat the Steelers in a playoff game,
yeah,
that's a massive deal.
Yes.
Because the Browns,
no matter what, that's a massive deal.
The Browns have been their doormat for years and years and years. And he gets that done. They're competitive in a playoff game against Kansas City, and then a year and a half later, he can't find a job. It's crazy.
He could find a job. It's the circumstances that are complex and makes it difficult. If they hadn't exercised that option, you know, who knows where we're at right now,
yeah,
right? So the fact of the matter is that guaranteed money that's involved with what's going on here, and then the idea of, you know, he becomes a free agent the moment the season is over. So you gotta talk through, what are you going to do? Or is this a short term fix for you? And you take on that fifth year guarantee, or, you know, do you go long term and say, we're going to do an extension? We're going to do what Cleveland was going to do. I just think that is the biggest. That's the biggest issue here, is taking on the financial liability of the guarantees of this year's contract, because Cleveland doesn't need him, but Cleveland might need him.
But
in theory, Cleveland doesn't need him.
He's in a kind of a unique spot, because if he goes somewhere and doesn't play well, that's it. Like his days is being looked at as an NFL starter. Like, that, we're going to go ahead and that it's over, because the book's already written on him in Cleveland. The Browns, you know, ran from him basically and just said, you know, we don't want anything to do with this guy. You've heard Odell Beckham and his dad come out and air him out in public. There's a lot of people that don't like his brash personality. What was it that Jason Whitlock used to call him? Little Smokey. He used to call him Little Smokey because he always wanted the smoke. And he was a bit of a loudmouth. And now he's just sort of on this island while the Browns are waiting to find out what is happening with Deshaun Watson. And they're arguing over how much money the Browns are willing to pay out to try and trade him. And we're talking about the number one overall pick of the draft, who in 3+ years is now going to be traded somewhere.
Possibly.
To a place for what, like a second round or a third round pick, and like half the money has to be paid. Like, it's almost like the Browns have to jump through hoops to try and get somebody to take him. And I want to know what his mentality is going to be like when he goes somewhere. Because, look, anybody that's ever been to a Seahawks game in Seattle, it's a different world. That fan base is crazy about their football team. If Baker goes in there and plays well, and he's got a little bit of a red ass, and he's got a bite to him, and he's got that I want to prove it to somebody, him pairing with Pete Carroll, I think that's a lot of fun, man.
Well, that's what happened to him in college, right?
Yep.
He ended up having to go somewhere else, and things worked out better once he changed the environment that he was in. You know what, Jonas? It's just kind of like one of those things where I look at, if Baker Mayfield has the opportunity to go to a place like Seattle, where he has the type of talent at the receiver's position that Seattle has, with the coaching that Seattle has, first of all, he's definitely, there's no way to think that he would come in not poised to do some amazing things, to do what he can possibly do when he lands down in that, if that's where he, you know, we're hypothetically speaking. But the question still becomes, and it still remains, do we know if Baker Mayfield is the type of quarterback that you can make that investment in? I think that also becomes one of the bigger discussion points. You're probably in your scouting room and your personnel room, and that has to be the most intense, fierce debate. Is he worth what we're going to have to do to bring him in to our organization? Is the orange going to be worth the squeeze? So I think that is an intriguing situation. Seattle, I definitely think that's intriguing. I think he can improve their team. I think he, like I said, he's a better option than what they have currently on their roster.
Yeah.
But can they make it make sense financially? And I think that's what it ultimately comes down to.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer
installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Right now, Albert Breer, senior NFL reporter at the MMQB, NFL insider. You get him on Twitter, at Albert Breer. Albert, what's happening? How's your Thursday?
These Breers.
Oh, good. Good, good. I'm straddling traffic now. What's happening?
Hey, Albert, how does it feel to officially reference yourself as the Albert Breer?
I mean,
is that your thing now? Is that
Albert?
Hey, LeVar, isn't Penn State technically the Pennsylvania State University?
That is the official, like, which is interesting because, like, that's what we are, the Pennsylvania State University. So it'd be interesting. Will we still be able to say the Pennsylvania State University?
So, Albert, for people
as long as you guys cut us a check, you'll be able to.
You guys stop using linebacker you then.
For people that are not familiar, we were talking about this earlier. Obviously, Albert, a Ohio State alum, but you guys received trademark on the word "the." So now on T-shirts, hats, things like that, you can just have the word "the." I feel like, though, those have probably already existed in Columbus, if I'm not mistaken.
They did. They have T-shirts and hats, and I've never owned one, so I think it looks kind of weird, to be honest with you. But if it brings in some more money for the school, if Penn State has to pay to have that on their signage or whatever, I'm all for it.
You know what's interesting about you taking digs at Penn State? Here's my dig for you. What exactly is Brutus? What is the mascot? What exactly is that Ohio State is?
It's like a dude with a big nut for a head.
Right, exactly. I'm glad that you walked right into my dig because now that big nut on his head, now you put that on T-shirts and hats and all kinds of apparel and stuff like that, and you sell it. If you put more than one of those Brutuses up there and you add your trademark "the" to it, guess what you got?
It's just it's unbelievable. Albert, just to give you Albert,
don't be plural. That's all I'm going to say.
Now, you are back on in Columbus, by the way, because we did pick up a brand new affiliate, the all-new Fox Sports 920 in Columbus, the home of the Columbus Clippers.
All right.
They are now friends of the program and part of the family, so they'll get to hear Albert every single week with us here on FSR. So one of the great Ohio State alums. What is next, Albert, when it comes to the Washington Commandos/Commanders and Dan Snyder and whatever you call that yesterday, on which Roger Goodell really earned his money as he got buried by questions from the U.S. House Oversight Committee. What happens now? Now we've got all this stuff. They say they're going to subpoena Dan Snyder. What's the next step in all this?
Well, I mean, obviously, the next step would be, seeing, if the subpoena is issued and then his testimony be interesting. Because I don't think we've heard him speak publicly, really, since the, hit the fan a couple of years ago. So, I think that's obviously going to be really interesting theater. After that, I think the NFL, to some degree, it's the ball's going to be in their court, and I feel like the owners are going to do everything they can to avoid having to vote him out, but maybe somehow getting him out. Because I do think that there is sentiment within the group of owners that what's gone on here isn't good for anybody, and if it continues to happen this way. There continues to be information getting out, and Dan Snyder continues to treat people this way, it's going to reflect bad on everybody. And so, to me, the real turning point was when Roger started talking openly about the process for voting an owner out back in February. Now, I feel like he's reeled it back in a little bit since then. But the fact of the matter is, none of these guys want the precedent set that they voted somebody else out. I also think that there's some level of fear probably there that if they do vote him out, could there be an airing of dirty laundry? So, you know, I think what you'll probably see over the next few months is the temperature continuing to rise on Dan Snyder. And the question is whether or not it could ever get hot enough for him actually to sell the team on his own.
AB, so now you got to think the rock in the hard place is you're looking at the commissioner and how he has to handle things with the other owners. He's looking at the you know, with Congress and what he has to handle with that committee. It seemingly is one everything that you said, but how much can this committee dictate? How much can they do? Because I would have to think that there would have to be a lot of I guess ability to take action in order for this to really, really matter and the owners and Goodell to concern themselves with what this committee may do in doing these subpoenas and doing these, what's the audits of what's taking place. How does that work? Can you explain that a little bit better so that us laymen can understand why is this so significant with this committee coming after or wanting to know what's being done with Dan Snyder?
Sure. I mean, I there are two sides to it, like everything else in this country, it seems, you know, which, I mean, one side of it is, like, that this reflects a bigger problem in America, and that, like, if the NFL isn't going to take action on a high-profile business operating this way, then somebody has to. And that maybe if they can take action against a high-profile business like this, or they can pressure and force change with a high-profile business like this, then that'll lead to greater change in America, the way women are treated in the office, the way that the workplace, you know, operates in general in America. That's one side of it. The other side of it is we have so many issues in this country right now, and that this is a private business, and that a lot of this stuff has already been addressed internally. And so why are we dealing with this if we're Congress, right? So those are the two sides of the argument. And again, like everything else in America now, battle lines have been drawn here. As far as what kind of action Congress could take against Snyder, I'm not 100% sure exactly how much change they could affect beyond what's already happened. I don't know if they could force him to sell the team. Do I think they could, you know, put pressure on the league to do something because of the antitrust exemption, which is, you know, Congress's leverage point with all sports leagues? I think they could put some pressure on the NFL to take further action against Dan Snyder. And I think part of that is, you know, why they called Roger Goodell to testify in this case, too. And so, specifically what action can, you know, the House Oversight Committee take, I'm not 100% clear on that. But I do think that there's a mechanism there through the antitrust exemption where they can put pressure on the NFL, as a whole, to take more action than they already have against Snyder.
Yeah, because it just seemed like Dan Snyder blows off the meeting, said he had an appointment he couldn't get out of. I mean, it's like, is this formality driven? You know what I mean? Like, that's what it makes me feel like. This is formality driven, not result or a consequence-driven type of deal that's going on right now.
Yeah, I don't think that Congress takes it lightly that, like, the dude was on a yacht in France, like, while this is all going on. You know, I mean, like, I think that there's the optics of that aren't great. And so, like, I get the level of consequence that could come here. You know, some sort of monetary fine, I don't know exactly what the consequence would be here, other than, you know, again, like the Congress threatening the NFL's antitrust exemption, which is a very, very big deal, and trying to use that as sort of a lever to get, you know, the league to take more action against Snyder. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I think certainly there's no question that, you know, like if Congress does want to go down that path, there it won't just be Congress pressuring Goodell to do something. I think you get other owners involved in pressuring Goodell to do more than two.
Get him on Twitter at Albert Breer. Albert Breer, senior NFL reporter at the MMQB. So we're going to ask you the same canned answer that we've been asking you every single week this entire offseason. Where do we stand now on Deshaun Watson? Any update? Was this a good week? Him settling 20 of 24 civil suits? Where do we stand?
Well, I don't know if I'd term it as a good week. I would say it like brings it a little closer to closure. And it makes, I would say, finding some closure in this on an expedited timeline more realistic. You know, the bottom line is if, you know, these things remained open when we got to August 1st, there's a moratorium that's already been agreed to where this would just, you know, basically be paused, and then March 1st, the cases would start up again, and a lot of the things that have happened over the last few weeks, you would see playing out in court again then. So the fact that 20 of the 24 lawsuits have been settled, I think moves you closer to a place where you can say, okay, regardless of what happened, and, you know, you can't take that part out of it, of course, but regardless of, you know, who was right and who was wrong here, you're getting a little bit closer to a place now where the NFL can feel comfortable making a decision that could well be the final decision as far as what his punishment is. Whereas if he didn't have closure, I think it would have been more like, or if he didn't have the settlements, I think it would have been more likely that you would have gotten, say, a 6-game, an 8-game, a full season suspension, with the NFL leaving it open-ended and saying, we reserve the right to alter the punishment based on any new information that becomes available going forward. And I still think the NFL is going to give itself that wiggle room. But when 20 of the 24 cases are now closed and there are confidentiality agreements in place, it becomes a lot less likely that we're going to get to November or December or February or March, and the NFL is going to have to add on to whatever punishment it's going to levy in the next month.
Get him on Twitter at Albert Breer, senior NFL reporter
Albert
at
Breer.
The MMQB. Albert, we appreciate it. I know you've been doing radio all morning, so we appreciate a few minutes of your time, and thanks for hanging out with us, man.
Yeah, and there's some royalties on that D. Albert Breer now, I think.
Yeah.
we got to do it. Thanks, Albert. We'll do it again next week.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, You're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.